a matter for you. Now, this is rather extraordinary. A talented team of researchers have found a strong lead to treating influenza. Experts have come up with a new flu treatment with the potential to save lives and maybe save our health system millions. One of the disease's deadliest complications is bacterial pneumonia. The treatment is set to help the lungs defend themselves rather than targeting the virus directly. Dr. Alison West has been a lead in the discovery alongside her team. And with the flu season bearing down on us here in Australia, what better time to find out about this breakthrough and whether or not it'll be a thing anytime soon. Dr. Alison West, lead researcher from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research. I'm delighted to tell you that the doctor is on the line. I hope you're well.
I am well. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Alison. It sounds really exciting. I'm sure you've told lots and lots of people all about it, but tell us.
Yes, so we're very excited to share our research. We found that a small peptide drug can help the lungs fight off the virus, and that can then prevent getting that secondary bacteria, which can cause pneumonia and very serious complications for people.
So this, is it, are we talking about a vaccine or are we talking about a treatment?
So it's a treatment. So
Wow.
Our preclinical studies, we showed that if we give this treatment in the first few days of the flu, it not only reduces the symptoms of the flu, so the feeling unwell and all the side effects, it can also prevent the bacterial infection, which can come about a week later normally.
So this would be something, given, and you've got to do more work, I assume, but this would be something that if you get the flu, you get a positive diagnosis, you just take as a matter of course, a matter of dealing with this, would be somehow the taking of this medication. Is that how it lives in the real world?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. Obviously, we need more money, so we're hoping that the government gets on board and gives some more money to medical research. But if we can get that money, the aim is to put this medication in a puffer, so something like an inhaler that people with asthma might be used to taking. And when you test positive for that flu, you would take your puffer. You only need two doses, which compared to regular antivirals, which are sometimes up to 10 days and you have to take the medicine and they can make you feel really unwell.
Yeah.
This medicine looks like it only takes those two doses early in the infection, and that's all that you need to prevent all those consequences.
Now, I don't understand the intricate part of your work, obviously, but I'm keen to know, because this sometimes happens with research. Was this an outcome you weren't expecting or that you deliberately sought, or how did you get to the end of this where you can say, you know what, this should be a thing?
Yeah, great question. And you did a beautiful introduction, so I'm sure you understand all of it. But we came across this peptide by working with a Melbourne-based pharmaceutical company called Lateral Pharma. They've got an amazing team here in Melbourne, and they were trialling this drug in neuropathic pain. So that's sort of like the pain in your spine and your legs that you get with no sort of real cause, which you can imagine is very debilitating. And they use this peptide in people with neuropathic pain, and they found that it's very safe and can be well tolerated. And then they looked into how this drug works, and they realised that, actually, this drug looks like it could work really well to protect those lung cells against viruses. And they came to our team, and we were able to show that, yep, they were correct. It does work really well in the lungs.
You know what? I want to say this to you. We're going to end up living to 150. Now, that sounds silly, but with the advancements that we seemingly make almost on a weekly basis, who's to say that at some point life doesn't go that long? Whether that's good or bad is something for someone with a bit more upstairs than me. But is it silly, someone like you involved in research, is it silly to say that? Do you think, and with this breakthrough, this is a real thing. We shouldn't put a limit on what medical research can lead to, surely.
No, absolutely not. No, there's definitely so much more to discover out there, and we've already got really good drugs, and often there's really great researchers, but they're just struggling to get that funding to put it all into practice. So, yeah, there's definitely a market for prolonging our lives in a better way, making sure that we're happy and healthy. And, you know, we always say our older generations in particular are contributing so much to our society, and we really owe it to them to make their lives happy and long as possible.
You know, with peptides associated with sport, I'm just doing the tabloid thing here, seen not necessarily as a good thing. I don't think anyone's, many of us in the real world have a proper understanding of what a peptide is. What is it? And have we discovered all of what peptides can do? Is that a long way off?
No, definitely a long way off. And I know peptides get a really negative rap, you're right, because of the issues in sport. What I would say is peptides are naturally occurring in our bodies, and all we're doing is harnessing the things that they can already do for us in our body. So they're the building blocks of protein. And we're just trying to harness them and understand how they work, and then we can boost them and make them even better. So I would just say be wary of any black market medications. Try to get them just from your doctor and do the research behind them. But no, they're definitely a big future in peptide medications.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like it. It sounds. I just hear people talking and go, wow, now this. Hey, Alison, when does this become a thing? Is it further testing, or is it a matter of going through government agencies to get approval? Where are we?
Yeah, so we're at the stage where we're ready to put it in that inhaler and start getting some more preclinical trials. As I've mentioned a couple of times, we are waiting on that government funding, so we can't do research in Australia without it. So hopefully if we get a bit more funding, we can really push this medication into the trials and into the hospitals to save that massive burden on the healthcare system.
Yeah, brilliant. Dr. Alison West from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research. Congratulations, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Stay well this winter.
Thank you. Thanks. Good on you. You know what? Now, there's something. You could spend $20 million on an advertising campaign saying, well, no, petrol's really expensive. Don't buy too much. Or we could throw Alison $20 million. Hashtag just saying. I don't even know what that means. I hear young people say it and I go, you beauty. Yeah, okay. Should I move on? Okay, I shall move on. Kevin writes to me from the Mid-North Coast.